to just have a video of background.
Okay. If you go to the assignment summary over here, you'll see that there are three things listed for this week. The details are underneath assignments. Okay, so the first assignment is you've got to upload your web page to the CIS web server and send me the address. Okay, so that's the first thing you've got to do. And these are all due next Thursday, due from today. Second of all, there is a quiz. Most of the quizzes I will give this semester are three-day quizzes. So I will either put them up for Tuesday, in other words, put them up Monday night or Wednesday night, and they're due in 3 days. So if I put it up Monday night, it's due at the end of the day Thursday. If I put it up Wednesday night, it's due at the end of the day Saturday. It's due in 3 days, and I will post the date. This time I am saying, because I hadn't talked that over and explained it, that it's not due until the homework is due next week. So you have a week to do this quiz. And there are 10 questions, I think, on it. Okay, quiz are open note, open book, individual projects. Do not work together on them. They're basically checking up to see if you've gone through the basics or understand the basics of what I'm doing. A lot of the quizzes will be on the textbook to check up on reading the textbook, because I will not be emphasizing going over the textbook as much as practical applications related to the textbook. So that's kind of the way I do it. And then let you read the theory and I'll do the application part in here. Okay, the third thing, and this is the time-consuming thing, is you need to develop an Access database. And so it is a database about the college resources at BCC. And to help you, I've given you a little bit of information that you can use in creating the database down here so that you don't have to go and look it all up. So college resources, some information is just some of the information. You don't have to fill in all of the cells. If there is a resource and you cannot find out what phone extension it is, don't worry about it. Leave it blank. Or you could make one up. But on the whole, I would like you to, you know, try to get reliable information. But if it's not easily available, then either leave it blank or make it up. So the third assignment, I am telling you what I want you to create: a database that has an ID number, title of the resource, the building it's in, room extension, the contact person. If there is one, if not, just say financial aid or whatever. The category, and I'm telling you to make up a code here. So you can have career, support, transfer, make up your own code. Okay? Code A, B, C, D works. But have multiples in the A, multiples in the B, multiples in the C, or whatever. And whether you plan to use that resource, yes, no, or maybe. So you're going to make up a database, and then when you've got the database made up, you're going to do 6 queries, and those are the 6 queries over there. When you're done, you're going to send me the database as an attachment. So you're going to send me an access.accdb as an attachment. I'm going to open it, look at your database, look at your queries, and see if they're okay. Okay, so all of the stuff will be in the ACCDB, and you just have to send that to me. Okay, today we're going to go over some more stuff in Access. On Tuesday, I'm going to break you up into groups of 3 and have you work on an Access project together in these groups, and then turn in the results at the end of the day. So hopefully that will help with queries as well, because it's all about queries. Okay, so that's what's happening in your future. The page about you is due today. It does not have to be up on the web, but if it is, then send me the address. Okay? But it does not have to be up on the web, but if it is, you send me the address. And then next week, just to make sure I got it right, send me the address again, because that's the assignment next week. Okay? So send me the address again. Okay, in other words, don't trust me. Okay. All right. So, now we're going to look at access.
So, if my computer's smoking, is that a good thing?
Fine. No problem.
I think I crashed this thing.
Okay, so to open access, it may show up here for you. If it doesn't, go to All Programs, Microsoft Office 2013, and then Access 2013, and you've opened it. Okay? We're going to make another database today just to go through the exercise of making it, and then we're going to query it. So I'm saying blank desktop database, and it came up and suggested I call it database 4, and I'm going to call it C120 September 17. Okay, so I've got it as C120 on September 17th, and I am then going to decide where to put it. And I think I will put it out on my G drive. And so I selected the G drive, and it's out on my G drive. Okay. So you can put it any way you want to, but again, I strongly suggest you have a flash drive. I strongly suggest you bring it. I strongly suggest you save everything on it so that you have copies of things. And you're not relying on sitting in the same seat where you stored it on the T drive, because that's not terribly reliable. Okay, and then you hit create, and I've created the database. Okay, now this methodology of entering things come up, and it's not the one I want. So what I want you to do is there is an icon over under File. And I want you to click on that icon. Or you can click on the arrow and select Design View, which has that icon. Either one works. And then you've got to make up a table name. And I'm going to call this InVen, because I'm going to do an inventory table this time. So I'm saying OK, and I've got InVen. Okay. This comes up and gives you the name and the data type, and down here the field size. And those are the three things that most collecting data kinds of programs want. They want a name for the field that the data is in. They want to know what type of data is it. Is it ABC data or is it 1-2-3 data? They want to know what size the field is. Okay, so I'm going to change this, and I'm going to call it item number since I'm doing inventory. And I'm going to make this a short text field, so that if I want to, I can put letters in it. So I've got item number and I've got short text. And obviously, I don't want 255 characters, so I'll make that 6, let's say. Okay, so I've now got item number, I've got it 6 characters, and I've got it short text. Okay? So now I'm going to make an item name. And again, I suggest you do this with me. If you don't want to, if you just want to listen, that's your choice. But I think the doing it makes a lot more sense. So I've got item name, short text, 30 characters. Then I'm going to have, let's see, on hand. How many of these are on hand? And I'm going to make that a number. And I'm going to make it an integer. Okay. If I think I'm going to have a trillion on hand, I make it a long integer, but I think integer will work fine. Then I'm going to make the next thing a department. And a department has short text, and I'm making it two characters because I'm going to assume it's a code. And then I will throw in price. And price is also a number, and this one I am making single because that is a small decimal. You can also make it a decimal. I just happen to like single, the way single acts a little better. And I actually don't remember why I like it better, but I established that thinking a while ago. But you can go with decimal as well. Okay, so I have item number, item name, on hand, which is a number, department, and price, which is a number. Okay, those are the types of the fields. Those are field types. And it came up in the other class, and I'm going to talk about it now, is that since I made this a short text, I can compare it to anything. But I'm going to compare it to something in quotes, like AB. And that's a literal. And I'm going to compare it to a literal. If I want a number in there, even though I said short text, then it really will be stored kind of like that. It will be stored kind of in quotes as a text field. Whereas a number field, I can store just a plain number in it. Okay. I don't actually have to put the quotes around the field when I'm entering the data in. It kind of goes on a little bit behind the scenes, and you don't see it, but it still treats it like a text field. Okay, so we will see that as we do the queries. So this is my data, and I'm all set now. So I'm going to go over to click on this icon under File. And again, remember, this icon lets me go back and forth, and it told me to save, and I did. And now I've got data, and I'm going to start entering data. So I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then I've got a flash drive, and I have 25 of them on hand, and it's department IT, and the price is $9.99. Okay? And then I'll have a mouse, and if I try to put in this, I put in the same ID here. And I'm going to make it a mouse, and I'm going to say I've got 40 on hand, the department is IT, and the price is $18.99. Okay, and then I hit enter, and it yells at me. And the reason it's yelling at me is because I tried to put in the same ID number, and I have the key next to that. If I go back over to the design, you'll see that the primary key button has been put next to item number, which means that item number has to be unique. It's like your student ID has to be unique. Item number has to be unique. And so it's yelling at me. So I can say, okay, and I'm going back and changing that to 111112, and now it's totally happy. And so I can go on now, and 111222, and that will be a teddy bear, and there'll be 20 of those, and that will be the TY department, and it will sell for $22.95. And then I'll put in 111333, and that will be a Matchbox car. As I said, I'm going to go play with grandchildren. On hand will be 5. It's still a toy, and $8.99, we'll say. Okay. Then I'm going to put in 111444. We can make this a truck. And the truck is going to have 12, and it's a TY, and it's going to be $14.99. And then we'll put in a doll, and there'll be 9 of those, and it will be a toy, and it will be $24.99. And then I'll put in 222111. Good night, Moon. And Good Night, Moon is a book, so I'll make that in the book department, and I'll make it $5.99. And then I'll put in Heidi, and there's only 2 of those. It's in the book department. It's going to be $12.99, and then I'll put in 222444, and that's going to be a fire truck, and there's going to be 6 of those, and it's going to be a TY, and it's going to be $19.95, and I can just put in anything I want, and yours don't have to be the same as mine. I just want a variety of departments here. I want a variety of prices, and I want a variety of on-hands, so that when I go and check, I'm going to have a variety of things. Okay, but what exactly you decide to put in doesn't much matter. It's just that you need a variety. Okay? If you like my choices, feel free, but I won't have my feelings hurt if you don't want to have a Matchbox car and a fire truck.
I'll go for the Matchbox car.
Okay. So now I am going to close this, and it has disappeared, except that if I click on InVen again, it comes back. Okay? So I'm closing it by clicking the X on the InVen line, and it closes up, and I can just double-click and bring it up. But when I am making queries, it is better not to have it open, okay? And in fact, sometimes Access will tell you to close the database when you're doing queries, so you may have to close it. Okay, so now I'm going to start doing queries. And to do that, I say create query design. Only I'm going to go back actually and do that again and take a picture. Create, and then I want to click on query design. Okay. So I only have one table, so it is a no-brainer that I want to use that table. So I click on add, and then I click on close. And now I have the table. Okay, I can bring these down in any order that I want. So if I want department third, price next, and maybe I don't want on hand at all, that's fine. If I want on hand, I can bring it down, but it's my choice what I bring down and what order I bring them down in. Okay? So, to start out with, I'm going to decide that I want to put things that are in the toy department. TY, right?
Yes.
Only it definitely wants me TY to be something else. So I may have to start the quotes. And there, now I've got the TY. It was being helpful. And it thought the TY, I wanted to type name. Well, that's not what I wanted. I wanted toys. So I fought with it for a moment, and then I put the quote mark there, and then the TY, and closed the quotes. Whenever I type a characters, couple of characters, Microsoft will look at it and say, if this field, especially, is a text field, then I put in quotes, okay? And again, that is called a literal. Now, the difference between a literal and a field name. When I designed this table, I made up names of fields. Well, a name of a field can have special characters, sometimes some special characters. It can have numbers and it can have letters. It is easy to confuse the name of a field with the fact that I want to compare it to the letters TY. So if you put it in quotes, it makes it a literal as opposed to a field name, and access doesn't get confused. So that's a literal. It is not that I want to compare to a field I might have called TY. It's that I want to compare to the actual characters TY. I want to compare the contents of the department field to the actual characters TY. Okay? And so that's a literal, and text or character literals are in quotes. Okay? Numbers can just be written as 23 or whatever. They don't go in quotes.
So numbers don't go in quotes?
No. Because a field name cannot be just numbers. It has to have at least one letter in it. It can be just one letter, but it has to have at least one letter in it. Okay? So it cannot, numbers can't be confused with the name of a field because they don't have a letter in them. So that's how they get around that. Okay, so I've now said I want TY, and I'm going to say I want a price that is greater than 10. Okay, and we looked at something like this last time. This is an and relationship. I want department TY and price of greater than 10. Both of those things have to be true. Okay, so when I go and look at the results, I see all of them are TY, and all of them have a price greater than 10. Okay, so all of these are TY, and all of these have a price greater than 10. Any TY without a price greater than 10 isn't on my list. And any record that isn't in the TY department is not on my list. Okay. So now I go back, and what we did last time is we started looking at a flowchart. And a flowchart is a way to think through logic. We're going to look at a flowchart and we're going to look at pseudocode. I'm starting to get into your textbook. I'm going to ask you to read chapter 2 next week. But I'm starting to get into the vocabulary and that sort of thing into your textbook. And we'll take some time and look at the textbook pretty soon. Department equals TY. That has to be true. The choices are yes and no. And a decision is written in a diamond shape. And so I'm saying, is the content of the department equal to TY? If it is, then I can continue on and ask about the price. Is the price greater than 10? And if I get a yes to that, I want to display the record. Okay, I want to show the record. If the department's TI and the price is not greater than 10, I have nothing to do because I don't want that record in my list. And if the department is not TY, I have nothing to do because I don't want that in my list either. So I join the yes, which happened to run through a decision, but now it's coming out the other end, and I join the no. And essentially, these are end-ifs. This is the end of the price question. This is the end-if that ends the department question. So essentially, those are end-ifs. Okay? So these are two things in an and relationship. And if they're in an and relationship, they both go on the criteria line. Questions. Okay. I'm going to now save this query. So I'm clicking on the X. Do you want to save the query? Yes. I'm going to call it, well, what did I just do? I think I told it no, which is not what I intended to do. Oh, well. I really didn't want it anyway. All right, so now we're going to create... No, they didn't turn the air conditioning on. Now we're creating another table, so I did the add, and I did the close. And I'm coming down, and this time I'm just bringing everything down in order. Okay. Now I want everything that is in the IT department or has a on-hand less than 10. Okay, so I want everything that is in the IT department or has an on-hand less than 10. Okay, so I'm going to code those IT department, and then I want an on-hand less than 10. Okay, so notice what I did here. I put the department, IT, under department on the criteria line, but the on-hand is on the or line. I have an or line there. So that means either department is IT or on hand is less than 10. I don't care. Either one will work. So if I do a view now, you can see IT has high on hands. So they got here because they were in the IT department. These all got here because it was less than 10 in the on-hand account. So I either have IT or on-hand less than 10. Okay? Questions? Okay, so if I go back, I'm going to look at the flowchart for this. And I'm first saying, is the department equal to IT? And if the answer is yes, I display it. Because I said, either one is fine with me. I don't care which one. Either one is fine with me. So if department equals IT, I display it. If not, I say, okay, is the on hand less than whatever I said, 10? And if the answer is yes, I display it. If it's no, I run out of chances. So I just connect the yes and the no for that decision, and then I connect the yes and the no for this decision. So that is department equals IT, or on hand is less than 10. So if department equals IT, I just display it. I could care less about the on hand. If it happens to be less than 10, that's fine, but I don't care. If its department is not IT, then I care about the on hand. So I ask that question, and if it's less than 10, I display. If not, I've run out of chances. Nothing else is going to get displayed. Questions? You're awfully quiet. That always makes me nervous.
Unrelated question.
Thank you. Oh, no, unrelated? No, thank
you. Related.
Go ahead. yeah.
Okay. How long is an integer and how long is a long integer?
I have no idea.
Right.
It's approximately, I think it's 32,000 and something.
Is that the long or the short?
Short, up to 32,000 something. Okay. Feel free, that's what they have help for, or that's what they have Google for.
Yeah, what I wanted to know is if it stops at 255, that's all I wanted to know.
No, it goes up to something in the order of 32,000, as I recall. Okay. So, for most practical things, short integer is just, regular integer is just fine. Okay, so this is an OR, and let's try saving this again, because I have no idea what I clicked on the last time. You want to say the change is yes, and I'm going to call this an OR, and it has saved it, okay? So, now I'm going to go back in, create query design. And now I want either IT department or, and I don't particularly want that. So I want to cut that. Come on. Let me get rid of that. Why aren't you letting me cut this? All right, then I just won't show it. So there.
You should be able to delete it.
And I don't know what I was doing. So now I've got those five things showing up. And I want either the IT department or the BK department. So I put IT there and I put BK here, which tells me I want either the IT department or the BK department, okay? And when I test that, they're all either IT or BK. Now that can be done a second way, and that is, I can come back here and actually write on the criteria line IT or BK. So I could actually write them both there like that, IT or BK, and it will work just fine. a space around the or. Around the or. So IT is in quotes, space or, space BK quotes. And it got me the exact same results. So it lets me do either one or the other. Okay. Either one of those is an acceptable way of doing it. Okay. So I'm just going to close that and not bother to save it and say create query design. Add the table, close, bring down everything. Okay, so I brought everything down. Now what I want is I want the TY department. This has to be true. This has to be true. I only want to deal with the toy department. Okay, so that has to be true. It has to be the toy department. And either price greater than 12 or on hand greater than 20, we'll say. I have no idea whether we even have any records that meet this criteria. So I'm saying here the department has to be TY. And then, in addition, either the price has to be greater than 12 or the on hand has to be greater than 20. So, what should I do? What should I put where to make this happen? Can somebody remember it? Because once I've taken a picture and start doing it, it's gone away. So remember, price greater than 12 or on hand greater than 20. Because it's now gone. Okay, so what do I put down here to make that happen? Yeah.
More TY on the criteria.
Okay.
Greater than 12, I put the price on the criteria. And greater than 20 on the core on the on hand.
Almost, but if I read this through, it reads as department TY and price greater than 20, or just on hand greater than 20. I mean, price greater than 12, I should say. Or just on hand greater than 20. It doesn't say anything about the TY. So how can I fix that? Yep, exactly. Put the TY down here as well. Because now I have said TY with a price greater than 10, 12, I cannot read that number for some reason, greater than 12, or TY with an on hand greater than 20. So I've now said, and when I see it both places, that tells me the TY has to be true. And then either of these two things. And either of those two things. But the TY has to be true. Okay, so you have to repeat it like that on both lines. Okay. So, if we look at this, let's find out if we get anything. TY with a price greater than 12. Okay, all of them are greater than 12 except this one. So, since the price isn't greater than 12, the on hand better be greater than 20, and it is. Okay? Because I had TY had to be true, and then either the price, which it was for the top four,
or the on hand, which it was for the one in that price range. Okay?
So that worked. Questions? Again, I forget to say questions periodically. It's your job to ask them. If it doesn't make sense, it's your job to ask the questions.
So a saying that I often use is, the only stupid question is the one left unanswered. I like that one.
You like that, okay. I don't know, I've seen some stupid questions asked too. And in fact, I've asked some stupid questions in my life. But you can feel free to ask the stupid questions anyway, I always have.
Windows Millennium Edition.
Should I use Windows Millennium Edition? There you go.
Okay, moving Windows right along.
You want Internet Explorer in your default browser.
Okay.
I stand corrected.
Okay, department equals TY. Okay? That's my first question, and it has to be true. So if I get a yes, then I can go on and ask about the others. Is price greater than 12? If I get a yes, I'm all set, and I display. And that's basically what's on the criteria line. What I put there is what's on the criteria line. If price isn't greater than 12, I have one more chance, and that is what's on the OR line. I already know that I'm TY, so now I can just say, is on hand greater than 20? And if the answer is yes, I display. If the answer is no, then I don't have any more choices, because I said it had to be TY with either a price greater than 12 or on hand greater than 20. So at this point, I've run out of choices and I close the yes and the no. Then I back up one and I close the yes and the no. And then I back up to the top one and close its no, which is right there, and its yes, which had a lot underneath it, but eventually made it down to there, after I go through the whole thing. So that is essentially the flowchart for something has to be true, and either in an addition, either of two other things. Questions. Okay. I think I say that. Try this one. I want to actually, let me get rid of this. This is and either. And either. Okay, so let's say I want TY and price greater than 20 or 10. Let's go. Or DK and price greater than 10. Okay. So try that. Do that one. And obviously, if you use different codes than I did, change your codes or whatever. Thank you.
blew a bubble and I shot it in the trash. So there's a bubble in the trash.
Which is apparently more interesting than doing this, or have you already done it?
I already did that. Yeah, I already did, okay. So...
All right. Okay, so now let's look at how this one would work. TY and price greater than 10, or BK and price greater than 10. So I'm saying create a query design, add... I don't need on hand on this one. It doesn't do any harm to have it. So, what am I going to put on the criteria line?
You put, wondering if you could put TY or BK on the criteria line. You just have to create a discontent.
Yeah, you can. That was going to be my second choice of how to do it, but we'll do it first. TY or BK, and then a price greater than 10. That will work.
Because I've said, since I'm at either of these testing the same field, you can't get away with this kind of thing if you were testing different fields. But since you're testing... Price had to be greater than 10. And either of these in departments, so since I'm putting them both for the same thing, department, it could have been written like that. And that will work just fine. And if I go over and view it, I got some TY and some BK, and they all have a price greater than 10. Now, the more usual way of writing that would have been this way, which uses both the criteria and the OR line, but it doesn't make any difference. Okay? So I can write it that way, and that would probably be the more usual way of writing it. Price greater than 10 has to be on both lines because it has to be true. And TY is on one line and BK is on the other. Okay? So that works either way. And if we look at the results, it should be exactly the same results. Okay, so that works too. Okay. This is where I would just as soon not have embedded face spaces when I'm doing query name, when I'm doing field name, when I'm naming something. That's the places that I want to get spaces. Okay, so now let's try. I want, let's say, BK and price greater than 10, or... TY and on hand greater than 20. Okay, do that one. Come on.
that one today. Okay, so I want BK and price greater than 10, or TY and on hand greater than 20. Okay, now what? What am I going to put on here? On the top line, what am I going to put? Don't make him do all the work. Somebody else.
BK.
Yeah. BK. And?
Greater than 10.
Now what am I putting on the next line? DY and on hand greater than 20. Okay. So I've got BK greater than 10. And in this case, there's nothing that has to be true. Right? BK greater than 10 or TY greater than 20. Okay, so if I look at the logic on this one, I'm saying, is the department equal to BK? And if the answer is yes, I am saying, is the price greater than 10? And if the answer is yes, I am displayed. What do I do here if I get a no? No, because the greater than 20 goes with TY, and I know I'm in BK when I get here. I didn't get to this point unless the department was BK. Okay? Because I asked, is department equal to BK? Only if it's yes did I come over here. So if I got over there to the price question, I know the department is BK. And the only criteria for BK is what? Price greater than 10. So if it's no, what do I do?
Return zero.
I do what I could. I don't want to display anything. So I'm just saying, do nothing. Because I don't want to display the record. Concept of returning zero would be having me actually going to act on something. I don't want to do anything in this. In programming, that would be more true. If you do that. Okay, so if it's not BK, then what do I want to do? That's right, if it's TY. So if the department equals TY, then what do I want to do? That's right. So then I want to say is on hand greater than 20, and if it is, then I want to display. And if I get a no to this question, I have nothing to do. What about this question? Nothing. Okay, so I come down here and I have nothing to do. And then I haven't closed everything, so I've got to go through the yes here and through all this stuff under the no and close that. Because I had four questions, so I am closing four things. Because those little circles mean the end of a decision or the end of an if. So I had four decisions, I need to close four things. Now, if I had had a third thing in here and said department is IT, where would I put it over here?
Is IT or
if I wanted to ask if the department, if I'd said BK and price greater than 10, or TY and on hand greater than 20, or IT and something else, where would I ask?
The no, TY,
job book,
No, because I'm already going to this department.
Then it's up to you.
That's right. Another department would go here.
We have to come from both nodes on the second level, though?
Just one second. While I write that, and now you can ask your question.
Would it have to be a third department or a fourth department? Would it have to come from both nodes?
No, because I'm saying up here, if it's BK, go and do this stuff. If it's not, check and see if it's TY. If it's TY, do this stuff. If it's not TY, then I can put another whole thing over there. So I could add in something else over there if I wanted to.
Okay. Now, if I did add something else there, where would it go? Okay, come on, we can do it. Now I get to close. Come on. Close and clear, yes. That's what I wanted to see. All right. So, if I had wanted to have a third department, what line would it be on here?
The third line.
The third line, right under the O line. We can basically pretend this is an O line, and pretend the next one's an O line, pretend the next one's an O line. And you can keep having a whole slew of wall lines going on there. Okay?
So you can pretend that they're going on. So this one was BK greater than 10 or TY and greater than 20. So I'm looking, and apparently there was one BK with a price greater than 10, and there was one TY that had an on hand greater than 20. So they are showing up. Okay, so I've managed to save all of those. So I've got my queries all saved. Okay? So, let's say I want to do one more. And I want to say TY and either. Item number... greater than 2, I think I had 6 characters, or price greater than 10 and greater than 10. So I want to have TY and either the item number is greater than 200,000, or both the price is greater than 10 and the on hand is greater than 10. How would I write that?
So it would be criteria you put under item number over 200,000,
mm-hmm.
and then in the or, you go to price, enter greater than 10, and go to on hand and do greater
and
than 10.
And what would you do with the TY?
TY has to be true.
Both of them.
Yeah. Okay, so go ahead and put that together, and then we will as well. It's decided it's the end of the week. It's been like this all day.
Things.
Yeah, no, this morning the computer wouldn't turn on. And finally, after me pushing the button at least 10 times, she came up, pushed it once, and it started. So I took it personally. Okay, so the first thing is what? TY is here. And I said the item number had to be greater than, right? Or TY, and the price is greater than 10, or and the on hand is greater than 10, right? So I've got TY with it greater than 200,000, or on hand and price. Notice what it did here about quotes. Why did it put quotes around the 200,000? Pardon?
We have it set as a text field.
That's right. We have it set as a short text field. And short text fields want to compare the literals enclosed in quotes. So it enclosed it in quotes. Whereas this is a numeric field. Okay, so this was a short text. And it wants to compare like fields. It wants to compare like fields. And so, since it's a short text, it put the 200,000 quotes to make them both text fields. This is a number, and so it just leaves it as 10 because numbers don't go in quotes. Okay? Closing, Claire, and let's see if we actually get anything. Okay, so we got two that met the criteria of being greater than 200,000. The other two are both greater than 10. But this one was clearly because it's greater than 200,000 because the on hand wasn't greater than 10. And this one didn't have the price greater than 10. So they got there because the item number was greater than 200,000. Okay. Questions? Okay. Yeah.
I'm getting